Episode 2, The Dastardly Deeds of Dr. Von Blimpo. Our story begins on the surface of the moon, in a disturbingly green-tinted castle in which a wicked hag lady resides, now granting an audience to a very old man, dressed all in black and gray. Listen as his foul plan unfolds. Listen to The Dastardly Deeds of Dr. Von Blimpo. My liege, I bring you news of my plan. I have finally completed it.
Dr. Von Blimpo, it's so wonderful to see you again. I've always found you to be the most competent of my accomplices.
Yes, my lady. In your tendril-filled embrace has always filled me with both dread and the stirrings of a feeling called love.
Love? Love? I'm Hag Lady Bobo. What value has love for me? What power is there in such a feeling? Your body and soul belong to me, Von Blimpo. And that is all I require. None of this love. Now tell me your plan.
Yes, of course. My apologies for my presumption. But still, I think you'll find my new plan very interesting. As you know, the world has always existed in black and white, since time immemorial. Until the wicked advent of color in the 1930s, which spread its garish might over movie screens first, and then came to infect the real world as well.
I'm not sure you have that exactly right.
I have developed, in my flying lab inside my dirigible, the formula for a new powder which poured over the earth will turn the world back into glorious black and white. And then, when that is accomplished, I will be freed from this horrible world of color and be able to enjoy the monochromatic world as I have always dreamed. I'll be able to stop wearing these special goggles which shield my eyes from the wickedness of the rainbow. And nothing will stop me from roaming the world freely.
Very well, I won't argue with your unassailable logic. Your plan is approved.
Wonderful. Now all I need is to use your matter manipulator machine to transform this one grain of black and whiteifying powder I developed into a supply big enough to cover the whole world in a layer of black and white. As the grain of white powder is placed in the sinister machine, gears turn and cogs flip as the matter is multiplied many times over. Dr. Von Blimpo, with wickedness in his goggled eyes, loads the now immense supply of evil powder into his giant dirigible and, this task completed, boards the craft to head towards Earth. Goodbye, Hag Lady Bobo, my love. When next we meet, I shall look upon you with my own eyes in the glory of the black and the white.
The next day, double boiling stubble. Dr. Von Blimpo's Cauldron is roiling with trouble. Trouble for Blob.
Yes, excellent. Here, high above Innocentville in my dirigible. Nay, my evil dirigible. I can cover the land with my black and whiteifying solution without being seen by any prying eyes.
But far below, eyes do pry.
Oh boy, time for me to buy my weekly supply of very bright colored novelty milk flavors. My favorite is that orange dream. Lovely, lovely orange swimming into my belly. Oh boy.
Hey, boyo. It's me, your friendly neighborhood milk salesman. I'm trying to sell this milk, but everybody says it's too bright and colorful. You're my only customer, Debbie, but I got you covered. How'd you like some orange milk? I got some special orange milk for you. Organic. Woo-wee!
Yes, sirree, that sounds like the milk for me. I like my milk with a nice dose of action colors. I can't stand that bland, boring white milk or that gross black milk at the back of the aisle in the market. You're my only source for beautiful, bright-colored novelty milk flavors. Sometimes I think I'd like some milk that's as blue as the sky. Speaking of sky, look up there in the sky. Is that some kind of bird or some kind of plane?
It's a giant milk carton.
No, it's an evil dirigible. And what's that pouring out of it? Some kind of flaky white substance like snow floating down to the earth.
So you're gonna buy something or what?
Yeah, let me just get one of those orange. Whoa! All the milk turned black and white.
Oh, everything turned black and white. What the flim-flam? How can this be?
Hey, Mavis, look over there. It's a normal milk stand.
Thank goodness, they must have gotten rid of that ugly novelty color milk stand.
I'll take 50 gallons.
Looks like it's my lucky f***ing day.
You fools, this goes far beyond milk. Everything's turning to black and white.
He's right. My beautiful ruby red skin is a dull gray.
Let's get to the courthouse, honey. Time for a divorce. My family would never approve of me being married to somebody with gray skin. It's just not right. And grab that 50-gallon tub of milk I just bought, honey.
A similar scene unfolds across all the world. Neighbor turns against neighbor. Husband turns against wife. Child turns against puppy. Bedlam erupts upon the globe.
I'm driving my car. Red light? Green light? I don't know!
Even worse, at the hard-working headquarters of our nation's military, panic erupts.
Well, Corporal Joe, you failed your colorblindness test. You can no longer be a pilot for the United States Air Patrol.
But Sergeant Joe, this is all I have. I've been a pilot all my life. I have 17 children to find. I could see color fine this morning. It's like the whole world's gone plumb crazy.
No, my friend. The whole world is gone black and white.
That's right, folks. You heard it here first. In a world-exclusive report, Action 10, Action News, brings you coverage of the global monochromatic terror. I'm Joe Gubelgop, special correspondent at the White House. Or should I say, Gray House? No, it's still white. But the lawn is no longer the perfect emerald green you're used to seeing. My exquisitely matched tie is no longer fuchsia and gold, but some sort of shadowy mix of gray and gray. Let's go to satellite footage of Innocentville as we try to see just how far this plague has gone. As you can see, the characteristic blue roofs of Innocentville Charter Suburban Living Development Group Headquarter Task Force Village Association are no longer the characteristic blue, so characteristic of that small development, with characteristic blue roofs being their defining characteristic. More concerning, Mount Innocentville, our beloved volcano, with its characteristic yellow and red flowing lava, is now an uncharacteristically dull gray. How boring! Let's go to correspondent news anchor Rick McStanmeyer in the Action 10 Global News Space Helicopter. How does old planet Earth look from up there, you fat fool?
I just wish you could see what I'm seeing, Joe. It's not very interesting to hear it described, but I'll do my best just the same.
You always do, Joe. You always do. Maybe someday that'll be good enough.
Well, your mother seemed to think I was good enough. Last night, you should call her. She's worried about you. Wants to know if the warts have gone away yet. Now, what I'm seeing up here is essentially a lot of black and white.
Thank you. Now back to me. As you can see from these nude pictures, I do not have warts anywhere on my body, nor have I ever. And that concludes the news with Action 10 Action News, Joe Gubelgop reporting.
Doobity-boo-doopa. And now a word from our sponsor, Ba-ba-ba-ba-doopa.
Hi. This is Hero Blob, speaking from the newly constructed Blob Grotto east of town. My secret hideout that you should not know about. So don't ask, and don't listen to what I just said. I haven't been in this episode yet, so I just wanted all of you to know that I am aware of the problem, and I'm doing everything in my power to create a solution. As you know, my power consists of turning into any liquid. I'm not sure how that's applicable to this particular problem, but you'll be the first to know as soon as a solution presents itself. Thank you, citizens of Innocentville. How was that, Mr. Narrator?
That was just fine. establish that you still exist in this universe and are helpless to do anything. Makes my job easier when the characters narrate all the action themselves.
But what the heck am I gonna do? I have no idea who's behind this monochromatic madness. No leads, no clues, nothing. I know. I'll turn into water and wait around. Surely a clue will present itself if I'm in liquid form. Everyone trusts a puddle. Blob, liquidize. Liquid form, water. Here comes someone now.
Whew, what a brisk walk. I'm Dr. Van Bompo, and I'm a very nice man. I'm a veterinarian, and I'm on my way to help a sick cat. Well, best be on my way. Hey, what's this puddle here? Whoa! I'm slipping!
Well, sometimes to crack a case, you gotta crack a few skulls in the process. Oh, get that blood out of my puddle.
Oh my, what happened to this nice-looking man here bleeding on the ground? He must have been disoriented by the splendor of the glorious black and white. The black and the white, for which I am personally responsible. Yes, I, Dr. Von Blimpo, have personally concocted the black and whiteifying powder and fluid that have turned this world permanently black and white! Oh, it's wet. A puddle in the summer, how odd.
Not as odd as your face is gonna look when I'm done with you. Blob, solid eyes! Solid form, blob! Your reign of villainy is over, Dr. Blimpo.
Villain? Yes. Some may call me a villain, but others may call me a dreamer. A man who had a dream of restoring the world to the glory of black and white. A world where you could see the beauty of a sunset in gray. A villain. Call me a villain if you like. But I know in my heart that I am an artist. An artist working in black and white.
You're gonna be a cubist masterpiece when I'm done with you, you square blob, kick punch double.
I'm an old man, and I'm wearing goggles. You wouldn't punch an old man with goggles.
Well, I already have, and I will again.
Punch!
You want the world in black and white? Well, how about just black? When I gouge your eyes out.
Oh yeah? Cane, activate. Cane form. Thing to hit blob with.
Ow, ow, my head. I didn't even see that he had that cane with him. He's getting away.
And get away he did. To the plush confines of the carriage of his dirigible, he gloats in solitude as he surveys the now monochrome city below him. When Head Lady Bobo sees how I have bested blob, she will fall madly in love with me. And we will be united at last in magnificent monochromatic matrimony. And so at last, all of the dreams of my heart will be realized.
Master.
What is it, my robotic slave?
There is an intruder.
Bring him to me.
Get your hands off me, I'm just a narrator.
What are you doing here?
What else? Narrating.
And narrate he did. Ignoring his capture and surroundings, he spoke as though high above the action.
But Dr. Von Blimpo had forgotten one thing.
What? What did I forget?
Evil never triumphs in the colorful face of good.
That's ridiculous. It clearly does. Look outside the window at the world of my creation. A world in stunning, glorious black and white. White. White like that fluffy cloud. That cloud that's getting closer. It looks angry.
And so Blob, in cloud form, smashed his way through the dirigible's glass.
Looks like you're in for stormy weather, Dr. Blimpo!
Von Blimpo! It's Von Blimpo! Have a taste of hot lead, crime fighter! Dream killer!
But in the cloudy confines of the fog-filled blimp cockpit, Van Blimpo can't see anything. So the narrator escaped out the back door and returned to his rightful place, high above the action. The end.
That's not the end. Don't listen to him. He's young and stupid, and doesn't understand pacing or humor. And he's also got that weird lisp thing. How did he even get through narrator school? You have to have an authoritative voice like mine. She sells seashells by the seashore.
3,000 seashells by the seashore.
Nobody's selling anything to anybody. I'm gonna beat up on Von Blimpo. Bob, solid eyes.
No, no, you fool.
Eli, you've blocked my vision. I shot holes right through the dirigible balloon. We'll all fall to our dooms.
Correction. You will fall to your doom. Blob flight power activate.
It was a brief flicker of a dream. A short life. A mere 67 years. All leading to this. At least I've accomplished one thing. My goal of turning the world black and white. And nothing anyone can do can ever change that.
Wow, that sure was a cool explosion. And it gives me an idea. I remember one time when I had explosive diarrhea. There were bright colors everywhere. I'll turn into diarrhea, and that will return the world to its former brightness. Blob, liquidize. Liquid form. Wait a second. That explosion was yellow. And look, the sky is blue and green, and that water is pink. Everything's back to its normal colors.
That's white.
White? You mean like black and white? No, not again.
I think he meant right, Blob. The world is back in...
Full cologne.
Full cologne?
Oh no, not that smelly stuff. My uncle used to wear that stuff back when he wasn't drowned in an ironic pond of cologne. Guess he won't be wearing that anymore.
The day was saved by Blob.
How do you mean?
Let's listen to this explanation from Wad Silver.
What is color? What is black and white? Both are merely constructs of the human mind. Some minds are more constructive than others. Some minds are so constructive that they can construct a fantasy. A fantasy that can ensnare the entire world. Dr. Von Blimpo was not such a mind. But through the power of his so-called black and whiteifying powder spread across the world, he magnified the power of his monochromatic mental manipulations, ensconcing the rest of the world in his madness. Deep within the human psyche is the need to separate into different scientific classes. Black, white, puce. Dr. Von Blimpo's shattered psyche, more than most, was obsessively defined by defining these two definite categories, black and white. The juxtaposition of light and dark became to him an obsession. An obsession that turned into a madness. In another life, he might have become nothing more dangerous than a painter of light. An artist worthy of a world that he himself had constructed. But in this world, our world, he chose a different medium, not of paint, but of terror. He saw himself through the rose-tinted glasses of self-perception. Rose-tinted glasses that were tinted gray. His eyes, like those of you or me, failed to perceive the tragic irony that fate or science had dealt to him. For the world of black and white, in his mind, was but a generation away. The year before he was born, a simple film about a farm girl and her dog turned silver screens across the globe into garish, glowing, green and red and blue windows into what he would see as a riotous rage of the rainbow. What child dealt with such a hand at the poker game of insanity could resist an obsessive, unending quest to master this world and its people? Yes, folks, the events you've just heard are true. As true as the quest of the artist for self-expression, in a world that refuses to see through his eyes. How much simpler, how much more peaceful would it have been if he had been born without eyes in the first place? Instead, he made his powder to enhance the power of his mind and, through mental force of will, institute his obsessive rule over the kingdom of color. Tragic though his story is, Dr. Von Blimpo will not be written into the history books as a character of sadness, to be pitied and cared for, but instead as an angry old codger, fit to be institutionalized indefinitely in the cage of that big old folks' home in the sky. His mind found sway over us all that day, over the people of Innocentville and the people of the world, showing once and for all that the people of the world are very stupid people. How much simpler do I have to make it for you fools? I've explained and explained every way I know how. If you don't understand it by now, then frankly, you deserve to die ignominiously in the pits of your own ignorance.
And so, once again, the day was saved. Thanks to Blob!
That was a pretty good one, Neri. Can I call you Neri?
No, you may not. The end.
What the heck? A perfect white milk just turned a weird color.
Disgusting. Let's find that charlatan milk salesman and burn his shop down.
Well, at least your skin back to its luscious ruby tint, dear.
Blob Episode 2 was written and performed by Shader Lucian and Nicholas Nadeau, and edited by Shader Lucian.
Well, sometimes to crack a case, you gotta frack a crew claws.
Gotta frack a crew claws.
Deep.